Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
They'd agree with you, but that would require acknowledging someone else's existence. You're listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast.
Okay, but seriously though, how often do we hear narcissist thrown around these days? It's like every time someone's a little too into themselves, boom, instant narcissist.
It's become a bit of a buzzword, hasn't it?
Totally. But today's deep dive, we're not about to just throw that label around. We're going deeper, way deeper. We're talking about the real difference between those everyday narcissistic tendencies and full-blown narcissistic personality disorder.
NPD.
Exactly. And trust me, this isn't just about semantics. This distinction is crucial for understanding how to navigate relationships, set those healthy boundaries, and even protect your own well-being.
It really can make all the difference.
Totally. And to help us unpack all of this, we're turning to this video that breaks down narcissism in a really insightful, approachable way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got clear explanations, relatable examples. Like, they knew exactly what we needed for this deep dive.
It's a good one. It really highlights how we often use the term narcissist without really understanding the clinical side of things.
Right, like what makes it an actual disorder.
Exactly. We're talking about a distinct difference between a personality trait, like we all know someone who's maybe a bit self-centered, and an actual personality disorder.
Okay, so you're saying there's a difference between like enjoying a compliment a little too much and actually having narcissistic personality disorder.
Think of it this way. You know how everyone gets stressed sometimes, maybe snaps at a coworker or something?
No, tell me about it.
But that doesn't mean everyone has anger management issues, right?
If no, I'm not.
It's about the severity and pervasiveness of those behaviors. And that's what distinguishes those narcissistic tendencies, which, again, we all have to some extent from a true personality disorder.
Makes sense. So how does this actually play out in real life? The video had some pretty interesting examples, especially in the workplace.
Right. Take Alex, for example. He's ambitious, loves getting recognition for his work.
So far, it sounds like a lot of people I know.
Exactly. But here's the key difference. He's also genuinely happy for his colleagues when they succeed.
Okay, so he's not trying to sabotage them or anything?
Not at all. In fact, he's actually supportive and celebrates their wins.
Interesting. So Alex is our ambitious but supportive coworker. Then we've got Jordan.
Ah, Jordan. Now he's a whole different story.
I get that feeling.
Jordan displays a lot of those classic NPD traits, taking credit for other people's work, putting colleagues down to make himself look good.
Ouch.
Feeling entitled to promotions even when he hasn't put in the effort.
Sounds exhausting to work with.
It can be. And here's the thing. It's not just limited to his professional life.
Yeah.
This need to be the best, the most important person in the room, it bleeds into every single aspect of his life, his relationships, his friendships, everything.
Like his entire world revolves around him being in the spotlight.
Exactly. And anyone who threatens that spotlight is seen as a problem.
Wow. The video also talked about romantic relationships, and those examples are really eye-opening.
Oh, absolutely. Relationships can be where these patterns really come to the forefront.
For sure. The video mentions Samantha and Mike.
Right. Mike, at first glance, seems like the perfect boyfriend, showering Samantha with attention, affection, gifts.
Isn't that what everyone wants at the beginning of a relationship, though?
It's about what comes after that initial honeymoon phase. And with Mike, that affection quickly turns into control. He starts disregarding her opinions, making decisions without her input.
Oh no, red flags.
Big time. He gets agitated when she wants to spend time with friends or family.
so controlling.
It's all about maintaining control, and that stems from a real lack of empathy, which, again, is a huge distinction between those tendencies and NTD.
So, like, when the attention isn't on them, that's when things go south.
Exactly. Someone with narcissistic tendencies, when they're called out, they might be surprised, maybe even a little, you know, apologetic.
They can at least kind of see where you're coming from.
Right. But with someone like Mike, with potential NPD, they double down, gaslighting, telling Samantha she's overreacting or imagining things.
Oh, classic manipulation.
Exactly. It's a way to invalidate her feelings, make her question her own reality, and avoid taking any responsibility. Major, major red flag.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It really makes you think about all those relationships you see, you know, maybe even so you've been in, and wonder if there was more going on beneath the surface.
It definitely gives you a new perspective. But remember, we're not in the business of diagnosing anyone here.
Of course not.
The goal is to arm you with the knowledge, you know, so you can spot these patterns and make the best choices for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Prioritize your own well-being. Speaking of which, the video talked about those four core differences between narcissistic tendencies and NPD, right?
Yes. Such an important part of understanding the whole spectrum of narcissism.
Could we unpack those a bit for those of us who need a little refresher?
Totally. It's like, imagine a fire, right?
Okay, I'm with you.
Narcissistic tendencies, those are like the embers. Manageable, sometimes even useful, you know, a little spark.
Provides a little warmth.
Exactly. But NPD, NPD is the full-blown forest fire, destructive and really tough to put out.
Okay, I like that analogy. So the first core difference was pervasiveness.
Right, yeah. And that's a big one. With NPD, it's not just at work or in their romantic relationships. It impacts every single area of their life.
They're bringing that fire everywhere.
Everywhere. Every interaction, every relationship, it all gets filtered through this lens of me, myself, and I. Someone with just tendencies, they might show those behaviors in certain situations, but not others.
It's not as all-consuming.
Exactly. And that brings us to the second core difference, empathy. We touched on this with Mike, but it's a big deal.
Huge. So how does empathy factor into all of this?
It's one of the most telling signs. People with NPD often have a serious lack of empathy. They struggle to understand, let alone care about, the feelings and needs of other people.
They can't really put themselves in other people's shoes?
It's like their empathy dial is completely broken. Now, someone with narcissistic tendencies, they might miss social cues or say something insensitive without realizing it. We all do sometimes, right?
Happens to the best of us.
Exactly. The difference is they can usually recognize when they've messed up, feel bad about it, and try to do better next time.
Which really comes down to self-awareness, right? Which you mentioned was another one of the core differences.
Exactly. Someone with narcissistic tendencies can usually recognize their behavior and how it affects others. They might not always like what they see.
A little introspection goes a long way.
Right. And that self-awareness is essential for growth and for building those healthy relationships.
Which is something that people with NPD struggle with.
They often completely lack that insight. They see their behavior as totally normal, justified. Any criticism, even if it's meant to be helpful, they meet it with defensiveness.
So much for that self-awareness.
It's like a brick wall. And as you can imagine, that makes having a healthy two-sided relationship incredibly challenging.
Definitely. So we've got pervasiveness, empathy, self-awareness. What was that fourth core difference again? The impact on their life.
Exactly. How these behaviors affect their relationships, their work, their overall well-being. And this is where it becomes clear that NPD isn't just about being difficult or high maintenance.
There are real consequences.
Absolutely. Their relationships are often chaotic. They might jump from one job to another, especially if the role requires them to, you know, play nice with others.
Or answer to someone.
Exactly. And ironically, that need for control, for admiration, it often backfires.
They end up pushing people away. So we've got tendencies on one end of the spectrum, full-blown NPD on the other. But what does it actually look like when someone meets those clinical criteria for NPD?
That's where those diagnostic criteria come in. But instead of hitting you with a long list, let's circle back to that Uncle Robert example from the video. Remember him?
Oh, how could I forget Uncle Robert? Always had to be the center of attention.
Exactly. And the video uses him to illustrate several NPD criteria in action. Like, remember how he'd constantly boast about his accomplishments, even if they were from like decades ago?
Oh, totally. It was almost comical. Almost.
It's that grandiose sense of self-importance, you know? And it wasn't just pride. It was like he needed everyone to be constantly impressed.
Validation was his oxygen.
Exactly. And that ties into another criterion. A preoccupation with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance.
So it's not just ambition, it's this need to be seen as superior.
Exactly. And ironically, that need often leads them to act in ways that make them appear anything but.
It's like a self-sabotage cycle.
And let's not forget how he'd put down other people's achievements, especially if they were getting attention. Like, remember when his niece graduated with honors?
Oh gosh, yeah. He totally stole her thunder.
Had to make it about himself, about how much better he did back in his day.
It's like he couldn't handle anyone else having the spotlight, even for a moment.
It's that deep-seated envy, that inability to truly celebrate others' successes because, in their minds, it somehow diminishes their own.
That's actually kind of sad when you think about it.
It is, and it's exhausting for everyone around them.
No wonder those relationships are so difficult. So, grandiosity, need for admiration, envy.
Mm-hmm.
What else stood out about Uncle Robert?
Oh, his sense of entitlement was legendary. Always expected to be served first to get his way.
Oh, yeah. Like the rules didn't apply to him.
Exactly. And that sense of entitlement often goes hand in hand with a lack of empathy and, frankly, an exploitative nature.
So they see people as a means to an end.
They really do. But it's really important to remember, narcissism is a spectrum. Not every person with narcissistic traits is going to be as obvious as Uncle Robert.
Right. The video mentioned something called covert narcissism.
Yes. And that can be much trickier to spot.
Because it's less in your face.
Exactly. They might appear shy, even self-deprecating at times.
So how do you spot it?
Well, underneath that facade, there's still that same sense of superiority, that need for admiration.
The video gave that example of Tim.
Right, Tim. He wasn't demanding attention, but he was always playing the victim, feeling overlooked, underappreciated.
So it's less about being flashy and more about those subtle digs, the passive-aggressive manipulation.
You got it. It's about recognizing those patterns, no matter how subtly they present themselves.
Which is why understanding all these nuances is so important, so we can protect ourselves.
Exactly. And one of the most crucial areas where this plays out is in relationships, romantic relationships, friendships, family dynamics, you name it.
For sure. And the video really emphasized how important it is to recognize those unhealthy patterns.
It's crucial for everyone involved.
Speaking of which, the video talked about those couples, Laura and Ben, and then there was Mark and Jason, their friendship. It was clear how damaging those dynamics were.
Absolutely. It really highlighted the impact those patterns can have.
With Laura and Ben, Laura was clearly drained. Ben needed constant validation, had to be in control all the time. And poor Mark. Jason was only ever around when he needed something. It was so one-sided.
Classic examples of how those narcissistic traits can really poison a relationship, romantic or otherwise. And unfortunately, it's more common than people realize.
So what can someone do if they find themselves in a relationship like that? Is there any hope for things to change? That's the big question, right? Can people actually change those deeply ingrained patterns?
It's not always easy, but the video definitely offered some hope. The key takeaway, self-awareness.
Which we've talked about can be a bit of a challenge when we're talking about NPD.
Definitely. But the video mentioned Tom, right? He was able to recognize those tendencies in himself and really put in the work to change, especially for his family.
It's like he realized how much those behaviors were hurting the people he cared about most.
Exactly. And that's a powerful motivator. Tom's story shows that with the right support and a genuine desire to grow, someone with narcissistic tendencies can absolutely learn to manage those impulses, build those healthier relationships.
So there's hope for those embers to, like, calm down a bit.
Exactly. But what about those raging fires, full-blown NPD? That's a different story.
So there's no hope for someone with NPD to change.
It's definitely more complicated. NPD is notoriously tough to treat. It often requires long-term therapy with a therapist who specializes in personality disorders.
Okay, so it's not impossible. But even then?
Even then, there's no guarantee. It really hinges on the individual's willingness to admit there's a problem, and that can be a major hurdle.
So what about those who are dealing with someone who shows those NPD traits, but they're not seeking help? What can you do in those situations?
Honestly, setting those firm boundaries is crucial.
Boundaries? Like what?
It might mean limiting contact, saying no to those manipulative requests. Sometimes it even means walking away from the relationship entirely.
Wow. Because you can't force someone to change.
You can't. The only thing you can control is you. How much are you willing to tolerate? How much is your own well-being worth? Those are the questions you have to ask yourself.
It's about protecting yourself, even if it's hard.
Absolutely. And don't underestimate the power of support. Talking to a therapist, confiding in trusted friends or family, that can make all the difference.
It's so easy to feel alone in those situations, but you don't have to go through it alone.
Never hesitate to reach out for support. To anyone listening out there, you're not alone.
This deep dive has been honestly a bit of a whirlwind. We've covered so much ground, the whole spectrum of narcissism, the red flags, the impact on relationships.
It's a lot to process.
It is, but knowledge is power, right? The more we understand, the better equipped we are to navigate those tricky relationship dynamics, recognize those unhealthy patterns.
Absolutely. And not just in others and ourselves, too. It makes you wonder, right? With social media, this whole hustle culture we live in, are we all becoming a little more narcissistic?
Now, there's a thought to leave you with. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. But remember, keep those conversations going. Keep learning, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep those boundaries strong.
Take care of yourselves out there.
Thanks for listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook for more. And remember, the best revenge is living well without them.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.